And we're back on GameDaySportsRadio.com and Inside the Numbers. Boji Wood along with Mike Bernard from OTN Sports. We had a look at the Super Bowl matchups in the earlier segment. But now, Mike, you're out there in Vegas. You've seen a lot of crazy things as far as wagers in Vegas.
Are you talking about having to do with point spreads and wagers or other?
Oh, other things. I mean, the craziest type stuff. Stuff that I didn't even really, knew existed until just a few years ago. And I heard about some crazy stuff and then asked you about it. And then you just really just opened up Pandora's box and basically said, just about anything that you want to bet on with the Super Bowl, you can, probably find somewhere, somebody in a Vegas casino to take that bet.
That's right, Coach. And there's over 900 proposition bets offered by Vegas and worldwide casinos, in fact. And a proposition bet is a bet within the game. It has nothing to do necessarily with the score. It could be the player to score the first touchdown. It could be a certain player to have X amount of yards, more or less. With over 900 proposition bets, there's no way I could handicap even half of those. And there are some that I would never touch. For example, one proposition wager is, how long will the national anthem last? How many times will a broadcaster mention a word or a certain catchphrase? Will President Trump, this is actual bet, will President Trump insult the NFL or a particular NFL team on Twitter during the game?
I'll take that bet.
Yeah. Well, if he was going to insult anyone, it would be 100% bet for sure, because right. He's going to say something during the game because he's a big football fan. And look, here's an example of why bettors have to be careful, because bettors only get 5-1 odds on whether a streaker runs on the field or not. Okay. Every 5 Super Bowls, a streaker doesn't run on the field. In fact, I don't know if it's ever happened or the last time it's maybe happened once ever. So you have to be careful at these things. But I won't look at any of those type of props.
Well, listen, I think you correct me if I'm wrong here. And if I'm wrong, just correct me. But didn't you tell me something that you can even bet like on commercials? Like, say, Peyton Manning has got all these commercials on right now. You can bet on how many times his commercial will run. And you mentioned the national anthem. Now, you really can't bet on what hair color the national anthem singer is or what they're wearing, can you?
You actually can. Yes, some casinos offer those props, and they'll offer proposition wagers to where you can say, will the Patriots score more in this period of the game than this particular soccer team over in Lithuania? I mean, it's absurd. Some of these proposition wagers have limits on the amount you can wager. For instance, someone at NBC, they're going to know how many Peyton Manning ads are going to run during the Super Bowl, because that's huge money. So that's why you have the limits. I like to focus on props like the player to score the first touchdown, over under on rushing or passing yards by a particular player, but none of those crazy propositions.
Yeah, because if my sister's singing the national anthem, I know what the time's going to be. I'm laying some cash down there. So I think it's safe to say you're not going to be wagering on the color of Bill Belichick's shirt, or if Doug Peterson has his hat on backwards, or if the national anthem's less than 2 minutes, anything like that.
No. But I know a lot of people that play those type things, professionals, and they actually play them for fun. The prop bets, they're entertaining, and they'll keep the game interesting if the game's no longer in doubt. One prop that I'm likely to play is I'm going to play, yes, the Eagles will score a rushing touchdown. Another prop I'm looking at is former South Carolina receiver Alshon Jeffrey. His current over-under on receptions is 3.5. I think I'm going to play over 3.5 for him on those receptions.
Okay, Mike, listen, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the more traditional wagering that you can do. Want to get a idea of what this year's handle is going to be. I heard it's going to be higher than last year. Wondering what you're hearing. We'll do that when we come back on Inside the Numbers.